In a suburban home somewhere, people try to escape the meaninglessness of their lives. During breaks from unrewarding work and tedious study, they imagine they are delving in dangerous dungeons, wandering a land of elves and swords and dragons, and questing as mighty heroes. Can you help guide them through their quest? Welcome to the Share House, where we are about to be immersed in the deep dark world of the role-playing hour. Who wants to hear about my opinion on the latest piece of pop culture? Because let me tell you, I have some opinions.
No, we do not want to know.
Come on! There was a thing in pop culture, a thing they changed, and I could demonstrate thoroughly, and with 18 different graphs, PowerPoint presentations, and Venn diagrams, why the thing should not have been changed, and why, in fact, it is an injustice and a betrayal of the fundamental human spirit. Okay, technically I reuse some of my graphs and Venn diagrams in my PowerPoint presentations, so they're not all completely new information, but you get the picture.
No, I said I do not want to hear your opinion. I'm working on my blog.
Blog, eh?
Yes.
Blog, eh?
Yes. I'm telling my 15 fans about why lingerie football disgracefully sets the cause of feminism back about 1,000 years.
Lingerie football. That pretty much, they pretty much just handed that one to the feminists, didn't they? I mean, that's not something you can really... Oh, really? Lingerie football is sexist? Why? I can't believe it. I'm so ashamed of myself. You almost think they wanted to use indie feminist blogs as a kind of ironic guerrilla advertising campaign? That's the only way it makes sense.
I know. Obama's supporting same-sex marriage now, so I had nothing to get on my elevated equine about. Thank God lingerie football came along.
Yeah, I mean, having to play football is demoralizing enough.
Hey, DM.
Jimbo! Jimmy boy, the Jim Jamster! Do you want to hear about my pop culture rant?
No, I'm about to head out. How do I look? I'm dressing to impress.
You look sharp, Jim. Sharp as a carbon nanotube.
You have perfected a look. You're an Adonis. Tall, muscular. Your thick, lush hair. Every piece of clothing subtly complementing the next and yet cheekily drawing attention to itself. You are a picture.
Yeah, the only downside to being this hot is that I can't actually look at myself. I mean, I can in the mirror, but only sometimes, and the image is reversed, so I'm not blessed with the sublime eyeful everyone else gets every day.
Frankly, I'm flattered that you would put so much effort in for us, Jim.
I'm not dressing for you, Clutterbuck, and I'm not dressing for Wilma or the DM. I see you guys every day, and I hate you. I don't want to impress you, I want to impress other people, the world. When I go outside, I want people to die with jealousy. They can't be me. They can't have me. They can only adore me.
You're an inspiration, Jim.
Clutterbuck, do you want to hear about my pop culture rant? I'll serve sandwiches during intermission.
I can't. I'm writing my doctoral thesis.
You're going to be a doctor?
Yes, I'm going to be a doctor of literature. My thesis is entitled Dickens Bums, the hobo as personified as Dickensian England.
Who cares about the way Dickens portrays hobos?
University English departments, Wilma. University English departments. To them, I will be a star. Perhaps I will be able to present one of my papers at Oxford.
But it makes no actual difference to regular people, does it?
No, but English departments will love me. To them, I will be their queen, or their Venus even. I will rise out of my seashell and sprinkle them with the barnacles and the implants of my love and wisdom.
Well, you stooges can get fucked. I don't care about any of your ways or doings. I'm out of here. Hey, what the?
I thought you were going, Jim.
I was, but...
Then go!
Okay. How the heck?
Why don't you go?
DM, I opened the front door, and through it I can see the living room, as if I'm standing at the hallway door. I can see all of you. I can see my own back at the front door. Then I step through, and I'm in the living room again. Coming from the hallway door.
What the fuck? Are those tight jeans restricting the blood flow to your brain? Let me try. Holy moly, he's right.
That's so weird. It's like that video game.
Portal?
Donkey Kong, because you look like a fat, ugly gorilla.
Gentlemen, this is simply not possible. How can one point in space lead to a completely different point in space? What you describe as some sort of fantasy, Mobius strip world... And as you can clearly see, when I open these curtains, which we always keep closed, the world outside is...
What, Wilma?
Gone!
Gone?
Look for yourself! There's an empty white void!
Oh my God, there's just this room!
I need a biscuit. Whenever reality stops making sense, I always need a chocolate biscuit.
D- DM, that's the last biscuit. Don't eat it.
I'm sorry, I already stuffed it in my face.
Oh, great. I was saving that for... Hey, it wasn't the last. Oh, I'll eat this one now.
But it was the last. Look.
Hey, there's still one in there. Clutterbuck, take it. I'll close the fridge and I'll open it again. Oh, there's one biscuit again.
Well, at least if we are trapped in a room inside a featureless void forever, we won't starve to death.
We also won't go crazy from the lack of stimulation, because with an infinite supply of biscuits, we can have infinite circle jerks. Sorry, Wilma, you can't. You'll go crazy from the lack of stimulation.
There is evidently air as well.
We're trapped in nowhere outside of reality.
How did this happen? My hairspray says to spray from 30 centimeters away, and I sprayed from 12. Do you think I cursed us?
But I can only talk to you guys forever? What's the point of that? What about my opinions on pop culture? What is the point of telling the world if there's no world out there to listen?
My blog, my 15 fans, gone. They'll be hanging out for my update. What? But it will never arrive.
I'm dressed to impress, but now who am I impressing?
No, none of you guys care about Dickens. What is the point of my thesis? Quick, read some Dickens. Wait, I just returned all my Dickens to the library. We have no Dickens. No. Ah, thank you, Jim. I needed that. I was saying the word Dickens way too much.
My pop culture rants. My precious, precious pop culture rants.
If a DM rants in the forest and no one is there to hear it, did he really communicate a biased opinion? Heck, did he really communicate at all?
What's the point?
Well, DM, if it is any solace, your rant will still be producing sound. Of course, sound only becomes sound when there's a living ear to perceive it. Otherwise, it's just a vibration in the air. But you will still be producing a vibration in the air, just no one will be around to understand it as sound, so the specifics of that vibration are meaningless.
So if no one listens, my rants are just... so many non-verbal vibrations in the air, heard and felt by no one? I'm just an air vibrator? I don't impart meaning to anyone?
I had a really good air vibrator, but my sister stole it.
Such is the nature of speaking in a void, DM.
Or dressing in the void.
Oh, dressing in a void, yes. All this effort for what? I may as well be naked.
Yes, please.
I'm imparting no information, and yet I'm going to the effort of vocalizing.
What eyes perceive my debonair fashion?
Is it me speaking, or is it people hearing? Which is the important act? I speak, people hear, one speaks, one listens.
Speaking and listening only occurs in your mind, DM. It is your mind that speaks and perceives the other to have listened.
But if I know no one is listening...
Trapped. And for how long? Forever, in this empty void. All that we've been striving for. Nullified.
There are no Dickens books in this room. There are no Dickens books in the void. These three have not read Dickens. Only I have read Dickens. Dickens now exists only in my mind, in my fallible memory, because I have perceived him once. Dickens.
Trapped. What do you think the DM is thinking there, in his coma?
I don't know, but it was a pretty rough accident. Run over by 20 alpacas. Terrible business.
He knew it was the alpacathon. The yearly surf, ski and sun race of alpacas through the various trials and obstacle courses. Why did he have to go walking on that alpaca track?
I heard that actually the lead alpaca was being ridden by a criminal and the other alpacas just followed. So he could have been intentionally knocked down by someone riding a stolen alpaca. Maybe he didn't even step out on the track. Maybe he was targeted.
What are you proposing? Some kind of alpaca jacker?
That is indeed what I'm proposing.
Anyway, Wilma, they say the DM is almost completely brain dead. He's probably not thinking anything at all.
This is John Leeson, and I hate the role-playing hour because I have to hide behind the sofa whenever their terrifying show comes on.
In 1972, millionaire industrialist Keith Conlon was tasked by Queen Victoria with founding a community radio station for the people. Using the wealth he had gained from raiding King Solomon's mines, the most honourable Marquis of Conlon built Radio Adelaide entirely out of iron with the help of engineer Isambard Kingdom Brunel. The use of coal and steam enabled broadcasters to send radio waves through the luminiferous ether straight into people's homes for the first time. Thus, the foggy streets of Adelaide were livened up with all the antics of community radio, and now Victorian entertainments such as dancing bears, bear baiting, and the setting of bears on fire for general amusement can be broadcast live and enjoyed in the comforts of one's own horse-drawn carriage. Radio Adelaide was the first to break the story of Jack the Ripper, and indeed, the inaugural subscriber prize was a piece of slain prostitute's womb which the killer had sent in to taunt the media. Jane Austen also got her first break on Radio Adelaide, interviewing local rock and roll celebrities and advising her audience on how to practice safe sex whilst lying back and thinking of England. Always a trailblazer for equal rights, Radio Adelaide was the first station to feature an unmarried man kissing an exposed table leg live on air. Queen Victoria made Keith Conlon a baronet for his successes. All this happened 40 years ago. Happy birthday, Radio Adelaide.
This is Len Spinks, and I hate the role-playing hour because they mostly come out at night. Mostly.
If we go in the front door, we come out the hallway door. What about the windows? Outside the house is just an empty void. What if we throw something out the windows?
Have a look. Try throwing a coin out there.
Oh, wow. It ended up on the window of the other side of the building.
Weird, huh?
Is anyone else thinking what I'm thinking?
What?
Oh, I'll open this window and then I'll jump through the window and... Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa! Ah, look at that. Clutterbuck is falling over and over again across the room, through one window and out the other, and then through the first, again and again and again in a loop.
Do you dare me to close the window?
Yeah, do it.
Ah, my arteries! My arteries!
I'm getting sick of eating biscuits.
You are still dressing so elegantly, Jim.
I have to, Wilma. I have to keep the faith alive. I've lost track of how long we've been in here, but I need to believe that someday I will see someone again. Someone who will be moved to tears by my style, so I dress to impress them.
But that person doesn't exist. That person only exists in your mind. You're dressing to impress someone who is only in your mind.
Then I need that person to exist in my mind, otherwise I'll go crazy.
No one else is out there, but I can yell out the window, "Hello, everyone! How are you? Why did the chicken cross the road?" But no one can hear me.
The chicken has already crossed the road, DM. We're on the other side.
The mind needs to think of imaginary beings, right? That's how we interact with the world. I'm in the jungle. I'm primitive man. I can hear a rustling. It could have been the wind, or it could be a tiger. And so I have to imagine, what does the tiger want? I have to put myself into the head of the tiger. The tiger wants me. The tiger wants to kill and eat me. Thinking that, I'm ready for the tiger when he pounces. Thinking that, I save my life and the lives of my family. I've not seen into the mind of the tiger, not really. I've only seen into my own mind and what I imagine the mind of the tiger to be. But still, it has helped me. It could have been wind rustling the leaves, or it could have been the tiger. For my own survival, I had to expect the tiger.
A king knows he is weak. He knows a neighbouring warlord wants to attack him, so he sends a peace delegation. He wants to placate his enemy. But also, he sends troop into every pass and along every road. He doesn't have many troops, but he sends them all together, first one to road, then all together, to the next, holding different banners, so the scouts of the warlord thinks the king must have many, many troops to spare. The warlord thinks attacking the king is too risky. He makes peace. The king has seen into the mind of his enemy.
Not really.
Not really, but he has guessed his mind and saved all the lives in his kingdom.
We see human motivation everywhere. Should we see it in the wind, in the trees? It would be natural enough when we have to listen for a rustling leaf or watch a mountain road. But those things do not think like men. They do not have motivations. They are implacable. But still, sometimes we see a tree and we give it feelings like us, or an animal, or a rock. God is like that. We think we know God's mind, but God is not a man.
We hide things in our houses because we don't want thieves to steal them. We imagine where the thief might look, and then we hide them somewhere else. We put ourselves in the mind of the thief, so we save our goods. We imagine ourselves to be thieves that may or may not exist to protect what we have.
A deputy in Frontier Times catches a killer. They say the killer is a madman. The deputy has to wait for the sheriff to arrive. He locks a killer in a cell in a small building. He hears the killer whispering. The killer whispers about his brother. Is the killer's brother coming? Was he whispering to his brother through the window of his cell? The deputy takes his gun and looks. There is no one outside. Will the brother come? The deputy bars the door so the brother can't get in. He's seen into the mind of the brother. The deputy hides a key to the cell so the brother will not find it. The deputy puts oil from the lamp on the floor. Even if the brother gets in, he can light the oil and stop the brother. He's ready for any attack. Then the deputy remembers the window. He must make sure the window is safe, so he goes into the cell where the killer is manacled. He has broken glass, which he will put there in the window to stop the brother getting in. But the killer sneaks up behind. He strangles the deputy with his chains. He grabs a glass and cuts the deputy's throat. And as he does it, he says, "Yes, Satan, though all men are my brothers, I kill them for you, my master." Earlier, too, the killer had been ranting in his madness in a similar way, thinking he was speaking to Satan. The deputy imagined a brother that was not there because he misheard, and he prepared for it, prepared to be safe, saw into the non-existent brother's mind, but it did not save him. He was not looking at normal human motivation. The killer got him in the end.
I hear a sad story like Hamlet, and I know what Hamlet is thinking and why he is thinking it. I can see his soul. I can see his motivations. But Hamlet does not exist. Not really. He has no soul. But still, I think I understand him.
Tell me the most terrible thing, and I will tell you the solution for it.
Very well. The most terrible thing would be if I were to lose all my clothes, my shoes, my spandex headbands, everything. I'd have nothing to wear at all.
Is that truly the most terrible?
Very well. The most terrible would be if I were to be struck down with illness, to be blind or mute or get a hernia so I could never spin a hula hoop again.
Is that truly the most terrible? You can think of nothing worse?
Oh, very well. As I have no family here and I'm all alone in this world and I have no one else with which to concern me, the most terrible thing would be if I were to die.
Would that truly be the most terrible?
As you wish. The most terrible would be if I were to die with some unredeemed sin on my conscience, and hell were real and I was cast into hell.
Is that in truth the most terrible?
You crazy girl, what could be more terrible than that?
Search yourself.
Very well. The most terrible thing would be if it were as the atheists say, and I were to die and find a pagan truth. If I was a wicked man, I would find no hell. If I were a good man, I would find no heaven. And though I would call out in all the emptiness, I would find no God to comfort me. One life there would be to live, with no hope of the resurrection. That would be the most terrible thing.
Ah, but then I offer you a solution. Believe in God.
We only ever see our own minds. We are only shouting to ourselves.
Knock, knock! No one's there.
We're all alone with our minds. We speak, but no one listens.
Hey, has anyone tried the cupboard door?
The cupboard door? Why would we try that?
Look! Inside is a church. In the middle is a font from which bright flame emerges. Souls are going to the north of the church, where there is a window about 6 feet up. Some souls can climb through the window, but others can't. Some people are on scales. They are weighed, and then a few are cast down into a flaming pit. Through another window I see the infernal theater. Every Friday night sinners are forced to reenact their sins.
What else is there? What else?
I walk forward. I pass through fire, then through a pool. Now I am walking over a bridge bristling with spikes. It hurts my feet. On the other side, I see the Mount of Joy. There is a church at the top. It's surrounded by souls. Nearby is a fountain. The first man is waiting there. He's waiting for us. Beyond all this is a jeweled gate in a wall of gold. Through the gate is a church of gold. In the chapel are three virgins. Perhaps I can get through the gate.
Come back, DM. Come back.
I don't want to.
Come back.
Hey, in university English, I had to study medieval literature, if my memory serves correctly. And my memory is all now I can rely on. The DM's description matches perfectly a vision of purgatory as seen by the peasant called Thurkill in England in 1206.
Come back, DM!
Why should I? No one is listening to me. Why shouldn't I go to the great beyond? Eternal silence is the same as shouting and no one hearing.
I'm sorry, your friend the DM has had a bit of a bad episode. We're having to stabilise him.
Will he die?
We're not quite sure.
Is he at all conscious? Does he have any idea of what's happening around him?
We don't think so. We don't think his brain is working at all.
It is all because some madman ran him down with an alpaca.
At the alpacathalon.
He just wanted to watch alpacas race, do long jumps, swim and surf in friendly competition, like any red-blooded man. And he was run down by a crazed jockey. They say it veered right into the audience.
But the alpacas weren't even supposed to have jockeys.
The alpaca jacker.
We have to find this alpaca jacker and bring him to justice.
Maybe then the DM will finally have peace.
Yes.
And maybe we can get a fresh, warm glass of alpaca milk while we're there.
Yes.
Double yes.
This is John Rhys-Davies. I hate the role-playing hour because they tossed a dwarf.
This is Jewel State, and I hate the role-playing hour because I caught them with a complete Firefly DVD box set betwixt their nethers. Not shiny, guys. Not shiny at all.
What?
What is it, DM?
I went through the doorway of the Golden Church, and I came back in here.
What if we are in purgatory, DM? What if we're here to work off all our sins before we can move on to the afterlife?
Perhaps that's true. I'll open the cupboard door leading into the churches and everything again.
Oh, mighty afterlife! How might I be redeemed? What mistakes in my life do I have to make up for? What have been my sins?
Everything!
Oh. Oh, well then, we might be here for a while.
If outside people pray for us according to the Catholic tradition, then our time in purgatory might be eased.
Who's gonna pray for us?
Oh, my fashion. What's the point?
Jim, what are you doing? Why do you have a gumboot on your head?
No one can see me. There's no need to try or to care anymore. I might as well wear this on my head. What matter if I look terrible or good? In here where no one can see, all things are equal.
It's a pretty cruddy gumboot.
Actually, this is a galosh and it's by Giorgio Armani, so shut up, Clutterbuck.
On TV, purgatory is always something like a bar, and God is the bartender. At least in that version, we could get drunk. Why do we have to be in our house?
Magwitch. He came from the colonies, the underside of the world, into which he had been cast down forever for his crime. Magwitch. Or was it... Was his name Magwitch? Or am I getting it wrong? Was it Cragwitch? Who's to know? I'm the only one who remembers Dickens. I'm the only one who would know. Miss Havismish. Miss Havismish. She sits in her house in her wedding dress with her dusty wedding cake and her dusty slippers, waiting for a husband that will never come. Or is it Miss Tavishmish? Tavishmish. That sounds likely. Should I be writing down Dickens? I am the only one who remembers it. I have to preserve it. But how could I match his sentence structure? How could I remember his every word? And how many books did he write? At least 20. And now they will be lost forever because I cannot remember them.
Nothing out the window. No vista. Just a void. No one to read about my feelings online. So my feelings don't need to be public anymore. They don't need to be shared. They're not a performance. Are feelings always partly a performance? Do they have a social function? Do we sometimes feel what we think we're supposed to feel because others are watching? Do we publicize certain feelings and indignations to get a reaction? With no one else about, how do I really feel? I just don't know.
I can talk and talk and talk. If you say a word over and over, after a while it will lose all meaning. Porridge. 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 Well, that happened to every word I say. It will lose meaning even to me. And who am I speaking to? I'm just vibrating air around myself. Vibrated air that after a long enough time will stop even having any meaning for me. What does it really mean? I could say anything. I could recite pi to 1,000 places. Why not? Who cares? Who's listening? Does this sound even have meaning for me? Is there a hidden meaning? A music I don't recognize. I could write words in a secret language, and no one would ever know, though the words exist. I could speak and vibrate air and express all my ideas and emotions, the way I say each word, so precise, so perfect, with layers of meaning, both emotional and intellectual, but with no one to listen. What is that? I may as well do it then. I may as well just recite pi, mere function. And what use is pie? Space doesn't even make sense here.
I wonder where the toilet goes when we flush.
Duh, it goes down the drain.
Into an unseen world. Into purgatory.
I think I felt something. Or was it my mind playing tricks on me? Or was it in my stomach?
Who says a galosh shouldn't go on ahead anyway? Giorgio Armani? He's not here. He doesn't exist anymore. His concept of galosh placement has no meaning anymore. My bodily points of reference might be different. If someone who had never seen a particularly fashionable galosh came upon one for the first time, what might they do with it? But even a galosh on a head is a statement. Why am I making statements anymore? I'm just trying to hold on to the illusion of an outside world for the last time. But there is only the interior now. I'm falling, falling.
Miss Taviswitch, wait.
Am I just a figment of the DM's imagination? No, that's crazy. Am I just a figment of my own imagination? But if I have an imagination, I must be something. Nothing can't have an imagination. But what is it, then, that lies at the bottom of me, in the dark, slumbering dreaming?
I saw a funny thing the other day. This man was eating a whole chicken at a bus stop. You know those chickens you buy pre-cooked in a bag from the supermarkets? He was just eating it with his fingers, and anyway...
Are you talking to yourself, DM?
I think that's the only person I can talk to. And who am I? And am I listening? Can you actually hear yourself in the way others might? Are you all me? Have I always been talking to myself?
Well,
oh God, this is making me crazy. Papa's gonna buy me a Dickens book, and if that Dickens book just ain't right, Papa's gonna buy me cheese. Is time even passing? What is happening?
I've been striving my whole life, and now I'm here. What do I have? All my days, and now it's nothing. I'm trapped in a void. We're all the same.
Jeez, if I'm gonna be trapped in a void forever, I might as well have a wank. Yeah, oh, Angela Merkel, work it.
Clutterbuck!
Why do we have to be trapped in a void with him?
We're alone. There are no taboos to be broken. Who is going to be offended?
We had to leave the DM in that coma. I feel kind of guilty. What if he dies while we're away?
We have to find the alpaca jacker. We have to track down who killed him.
Look, alpaca tracks on the alpaca track. And these ones are heavier than the rest. The tracks go off the track up ahead and into the wilderness.
Do we dare follow? Someone intentionally ran down the DM. But why?
Because he's a dick?
Running down is not usually what I like to do to dicks, Wilma.
It's true. I saw Jim online once.
Clutterbuck, look, I was in university and I needed money.
I know, Jim, I know. I'm not judging.
I thought I loved the guy at the time.
Of course you did.
I didn't think they were actually going to appear in this country.
You can find anything on the internet, Jim. Country restrictions no longer apply.
It was a few years ago. Do I still look good?
Sure. I'll post it to your Facebook page.
Thanks.
Aren't you friends with your mum on Facebook page?
I'm pretty sure I worked out my privacy settings so she can't see me.
Oh, look, the tracks continue here.
Ouch!
Wilma, you ran into a tree.
Sorry, I was just checking Jim's Facebook page on my phone.
Some of these alpaca spores are still fresh.
Wait, what's that up ahead?
Is there any point asking for callers when no one is listening in purgatory? I would say just dial 8313 5000 and tell us your version of purgatory, but there's no point, is there? Because no one would be listening to the role-playing hour on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM digital radio and online. No one! No one would know about our Facebook page, the role-playing hour, where you can listen to clips and things like that. No one would know about our podcasts and all the other sundry items out there on the web. So there'd be no point in mentioning them. No point in repeating 8313 5000. Where are we? Where am I? It's meaningless!
This is Jonathan Frakes, and I hate the role-playing hour so much that whenever I hear it, I want to eject my warp core.
This is Corin Nimick, and I hate the role-playing hour because they had sex with David Faustino's midget mother, and it was my turn.
So alone in the emptiness, where no one can hear, and beyond the void I cannot send the role-playing hour prize. Which was really good this week, and it involved elephant genitalia. We're not kidding.
My name is Freddie Williams II, and I hate the role-playing hour because they turned me into a juvenile delinquent.
Hello, DM.
Hello, DM.
Hello, DM.
No! So many of me! What's going on?
He looks tasty, DM.
Yes, he looks tasty.
No. No!
What are you doing? Are you eating him? Are you eating one of the DMs?
Hello, DM.
Hello, DM.
You look tasty.
Ah! Stop eating each other, DMs!
Have no fear, DM. We are trapped in infinity. All things come again.
Oh no.
Oh my god! Are you shitting out a DM?
He is birthing me from his anus.
Oh no, your anus is stretching wide and a whole intact DM is coming out. Oh, I hate this place.
And another.
I'm being born anew from the anus, the cradle of life, mother of all things.
Oh god. Wait, another birth is coming.
I could feel it too.
I'm gonna have another anal baby.
I see the light. Let me escape from your brown cocoon. Yippee! Someone has to cut the cord.
Ah! So many DMs! Everywhere!
Concert. DM, some say in purgatory you'll repeat your past mistakes forever.
Mistakes?
What mistakes?
I haven't made any mistakes.
You're lying, DM.
I never lie.
That itself is a lie.
Perhaps this isn't purgatory. Perhaps it's Sheol.
Sheol?
From Judaism. A dark place at the center of the earth where you never age or decay. It's like hell, but it's not hell as we understand it, because there is also no heaven. In Sheol, you are doomed to be restless forever. In Sheol, you are doomed to neither remember nor praise God.
That's silly. I can remember God.
But can you praise him?
Of course not. I'm an atheist.
All people go to Sheol, the righteous and the unrighteous. It is the abode of the dead. The moral choices you made in life do not matter. It is a place of darkness and stillness. You are cut off from God.
The people in Sheol are shades.
But that's not true. You're my housemates, or are you? Are you just how I remember my housemates? Are you just figments of my imagination? I'm talking to myself. It's meaningless.
Sheol is a land without return.
People continue after a fashion their earthly lives.
After a fashion?
In Sheol, the dead merely exist without knowledge or feeling.
Without feeling?
In Sheol, silence reigns supreme. Oblivion is the lot of those who enter. It is humanity's eternal house, where each of us becomes sleepers in the dust. In Sheol, one cannot remember God.
Cannot remember? But Clutterbuck, what is God?
In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
The Word? But Clutterbuck...
Don't be silly, DM. Of course you're not in Sheol.
Oh, good.
Don't be silly, DM. Of course you're not in Sheol.
What?
Don't be silly, DM. Of course you're not in Sheol.
Wilma, shut up!
Me? I didn't say anything.
Oh, of course not, of course not. In here, every utterance is meaningless. The words run together. There's no difference between a word and a sentence. They're united in meaninglessness. All meaning is brought low, because there's no one to hear or understand. There's a word, but there's no substance. There's a sound, but no one hears it. I see people, but they're just shadows in my mind.
I cannot recall that book. What did he write?
I can't feel anything.
I'm trying to continue my life of fashion.
I speak, I exert all this effort, week after week, breath after breath, but for what? No one even listens. Where is my reward for my efforts, for all that suffering, for all that righteousness and sin? Neither are rewarded. Why did I struggle so? Why spend my time on earth in toil? No one listens, no one ever listens. Therefore no one understands. All this effort is vanity, meaninglessness. What is a joke if there's no one to laugh? Sheol?
Oh, I am birthing another DM from my anus.
Hello, world! And you all thought DMs were anal retentive?
Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Is there a thing of which it is said, see, this is new? It has already been in the ages before us.
Without anyone to read about my feelings, I don't know who I am. My feelings were just a performance.
A man may beget 100 children and live many years, but however many are the days of his years, if he does not enjoy life's good things or has no burial, I say that a stillborn child is better off than he, for it comes into vanity and goes into darkness, and in darkness its name is covered. Moreover, it has not seen the sun or known anything, yet it finds rest rather than he.
Naked and clothed, my face, my hair, what is it? What am I inhabiting exactly? What messages do I send? How do I be unself-conscious? How do I lose consciousness of myself?
In my vain life I've seen everything. There are righteous people who perish in their righteousness. There are wicked people who prolong their life in their evil doing. Go, eat your bread with enjoyment and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has long ago approved what you do.
I've mixed the words of Dickens with my own. I can't tell the fiction from the real. I can't tell where my life ended and the author's imagination begin, or vice versa, or back and forth, or so and so. Or either or neither nor.
The people of long ago are not remembered, nor will there be any remembrance of people yet to come by those who come after them. Their love and their hate and their envy have already perished. Never again will they have any share in all that happens under the sun.
Did I waste my days?
I wasted my days.
Did I ever find truth? Maybe there was none to be found. Maybe I was too distracted by illusion.
Vanity! It's all vanity! No one's listening!
What is that here? Off to the side of the alpaca racetrack. It must be the man who ran down the DM and put him in a coma.
It must be the alpaca jacker.
But who is it?
It looks like...
I am death!
Why? Why did you run down the DM?
I come for all men! All men are equal. Sleepers in the dust.
Why does he kind of look like the DM?
And now I come for you.
Yay, the DM is waking up from his coma.
Guys, what a dream I had. And you were there, and you. I was in a coma, and there was an alpaca jacka. It was weird. I had a horrible feeling. No one was listening to me, and everything I said was meaningless.
Well, good thing that's not true. No, DM, you had a bad tampon and got toxic shock. That's why you were in a coma.
Phew, wait, what?
It's true, DM.
Yes, it is true.
Every door leads to the same place. Everyone is just shadows. My words are vanity. Everything is meaningless.
Open the door and come through, DM.
But I'm in the same place.
Open the door and come through, DM.
But I'm in the same place.
Open the door and come through, DM.
But I'm in the same place.
Open the door and come through.
Rejoice, young man, while you are young, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Follow the inclination of your heart and the desire of your eyes, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment.
What God? I don't remember him.
There is no God, DM. There is only Sheol.
Don't be silly, DM. We're not in Sheol.
Open the door and come through, DM.
But I'm in the same place.
Open the door and come through, DM.
But I'm in the same place.